Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Look at population, us. You.
We are so glad you are here. We have a fantastic guest on the show. She is an old friend of ours in comedy. I was actually remembering a show that we did in thinking of you coming here, Maria Bamford.
Maria, welcome to the show. Welcome to Dumb People Town.
Yeah, so glad to have you, baby. I was remembering a show we did at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Oh.
A stand-up show. There was like a fountain in the middle of the audience.
Mic. Sounds right.
Sounds right.
I want to say like 99.
Okay. Yeah.
Open mic.
Yeah.
And
we were feeling like, wait, why are we now having to do open mics after having like
in New York?
And we came out here and you were doing the set in the same show and we were like, oh, it's okay.
Okay. We're good.
Oh, if there's an open mic, I missed it last night at my local hot dog stand.
Uh-huh.
It's also featured on my Netflix special, Mia's Hot Dogs, MEEAS, on Colorado. They got all sorts
Colorado.
But there's a open mic Tuesday nights, 5:30 sign up. It's called the Pipe Mic. Pipe it up.
Hot dogs are hot, but the comedy's cool with the hot dog.
Let's talk for a second about your special because Randy and I are obsessed with it. It is so, so fantastic and creative and unique and amazing.
And we'll say it because you won't. Best, I think it's the culmination of everything you've done up to this point.
Thank you.
You have to feel that in your heart of hearts.
I'm
not going to say it because you're you. But
I know you well enough not to.
Yeah, you're not a boaster.
And it was great. It was really. I wanted to work with other people. I'm getting better at working with others now.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if I'm getting better at it, but I'm just more willing to do it.
Yeah.
And there's more people in it. And
your husband's in it.
My husband's in it. Scott Marvel Cassidy.
Your sweet, sweet husband is moving a dog at one moment.
I'll just say this, so people don't stop watching halfway through it, but there is a moment between the two of you at the end, after it's all over with, that to me was a window into your marriage in the best way possible. He is doing the dumbest thing that is making you laugh so hard, and I was just watching it going, "This." When he came back out with the dead eyes,
yeah.
I was like, first of all, it made me laugh, but yeah. I was loving how much it was making you laugh.
Oh, he and is hilarious.
Like, but
funny.
I was like, it's what's wonderful is that in the time, because I don't think you were married in your last special.
No.
So in the time between the last special and this special, yeah. You got married.
Yeah.
But it didn't like change you're happier, you're involved in this thing that is like this really special thing you can tell.
It didn't ruin your creativity.
It didn't ruin your creativity. Wouldn't that be the worst thing?
It could.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm good. I don't need to.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, we're both artists. He's a painter, and I've done some light painting myself. I took classes at the Wizard of Art for 2 months.
Watercolors.
I go to Color Me Mine.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Color Me Mine.
It's so fun.
You know what though? Then that seems kind of like it's like you can't F it up.
No.
At Color Me Mine, because then it's like, oh, now I got to pick this up three weeks from now.
Yeah, right.
You know, and pay $50.
And like, it's got to sit there on a shelf.
This
and
is
just,
a fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, can I? Like, yeah. Like,
I just like, imagine your sister like telling you, "Go to Color Me Mine. Just get it out.
Just get it
work
out,
it Maria. Out. Maria, work it out.
Work out your things at Color Me Mine." Yeah, it's so funny. And it also brings in, like, his mom is now in your life. So,
yeah, well, and she actually, this is super sad. She passed away this Christmas.
Mm.
But again, it's like we have, she's a, she, Linda Cassidy, who is right. I'm up and we do jokes together. So I'm in heaven. Guess what? I made it into the 144,000s of Jahinky Winkies. I made it and I got a plus one. So I let Judy Garland in. She was just waiting at the gate. And I'm sitting at the right hand of Prince. And we look down to hell at your father, Bruce. Guess what hell is? Hell is an Olive Garden, but nobody knows they're eating it and they think that it's good.
She has given you what I told you outside, and I'll say this for those who haven't seen the special, Old Baby, which is on Netflix. One of my favorite, one of my new favorite, I'll put it up with there with Jay Larson's Wrong Number. I'll put it up there with Pablo Francisco's Taco Boy. Put it up there. The LARP, I'm just going to call it the LARP bit. Live action role play or live action
role play.
Yeah. Role playing. Yeah.
Between your mom and his mom.
And that's how you guys get sexual. That to me is it goes down as one of my favorite bits ever. It's so specific. It's so you. But this is what I'll say about the special, and then I want to get into stories and we'll come back and talk about it and Lady Dynamite. I think this special, and for fans of ours who have never seen your work, I think this special is the most relatable special that you've done. And I love what you do. And we talked a little bit about, you're like, does it connect with the world the way it does? You have premises in this special, like it's harder to love people now in the age that we're living in. Okay. Yeah, but then you go off in the best Bamford-esque way to deal with it. Yeah. But I think that is something that we all, like our mom struggles to do that. Like, how do I answer Marlene Sachs on Facebook? She's, you know, pinging me so much.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean?
No. You just like, but I made eye contact with you on Tuesday. Like, what do I have to keep responding to your, retweet your Facebook event? Christ.
It's so uncool to you, who's a person who feels like you can never do enough for people. It's like, it just feeds right into that, where you're like, thanks a lot. Okay. Yeah. I thought we were done with this.
Now just handed me more busy work.
Yeah.
That's like another stack of things I have to deal with.
And it's especially for, I think the most important thing is just to be there with people. But
yes. So, that's not enough.
Social media creates this other hurdle. Like, you just got to keep, connecting people in different ways where you're not really connecting at all.
No. It's just keeping it going.
We tell our kids all the time, like, I'll be taking him to like someone's house to like see him hang out. And he's like, why are we doing this? And I'm like, because you got to show up for people.
Yeah.
That's how you build friendships. Yes. It's not going to be through a message or an email or a text.
And so it's when you show up. To me, that was like such a, as universal of a bit and premise as anybody could do, and yet you handled it in such a specific way. So it is like bizarrely accessible and then yet super breaking ground in how you shot it and how it like just goes from you in a mirror to you and your husband and the dogs to you in a house full of people to the hot dog stand to a smaller theater to a bigger theater and then back down again. And
what was the big theater?
Do you know it's the one downtown.
Orpheum?
No. Mm. It is
Mayan.
It is one that is a corporate place.
The Nokia Theater.
Yes, Nokia. I was going to say Xerox.
The Xerox Theater. You know,
the Xerox Theater.
Yes, it's a copy of another theater.
Like
the
Nokia Theater. It's an exact copy.
All right, Dan.
Well, we have stories. Dan Van Kirk is here. This is Dumb People Town, and we really look at and focus on the behavior of dumb people doing dumb things, but we have fun with it and trying to understand them.
Why is this
just trying to understand them.
For sure.
And because Bamford's here, I feel like this is going to be the nicest,
the warmest, sweetest.
The warmest, sweetest Dumb People Town ever.
We have good thoughts in today's show.
And does dumb mean you have a lot of emotional intelligence?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Can.
Good.
Can.
Oh. Yes. Totally.
Yes. Or just hang
or just
up.
A lot of emotions.
Before we get into it, I want to thank everybody for joining on the Facebook page at Dumb People Town. The conversations happening there about the stories that we do are so much fun. We're recording this a little bit in advance, so I'm sure there'll be tons more happening by then. But when we were doing this, we're over 1,500 fans on the page,
and it's
our little town. It's our little townies.
That's wonderful.
Well, Maria, you'll appreciate this because we talked about this with Guy Branum in last week's episode. So we did a story about a guy named Jan Flotto. He's one of the greatest human beings ever. tremendous mullet in this day and age.
It's like anyone who's ever helped you at the Guitar Center.
Exactly.
Okay. That is perfect.
He...
You sure you don't want to play the drums?
No, I'm good. Just came in for an acoustic guitar.
You know the guys that are like trying to get you off the guitar? Like another guy at the Guitar Center is like, look, man, everybody plays guitar.
Yeah.
Can I interest you in a 12-stringer?
Like a guitar. It's actually a keyboard that you hold.
How about a sitar? Yeah. So he was gambling.
Violin isn't that hard. It is not that hard.
Do you know our violin story? Randy and I took Suzuki violin in third grade.
High five.
Did you do it? Mississippi River. Mississippi River.
I played Suzuki age 3 to 16.
Wow. Oh my God. You're a pro.
Grasshopper. So
maybe we would have, but we had a teacher that was so uninterested in the students. Randy and I shared a violin because our parents were like, you're not going to get your own violin.
We're going to each get a violin. That's stupid. And now as a parent, I'm like, that actually makes sense.
That's right. One violin for the two of us.
We were terrible. We rented from this music store. It was this beat up violin. I was like, why are we so bad?
Our dad was like, get the cheapest one. We don't need to get a nice violin because we don't know if you guys are going to really care about this.
Plastic strings.
Your parents are already half in. Yeah, like they're
out the door. The whole year we're terrible. The teacher is like, who is out of tune and like pointing at us? Who's not doing this right? And she wasn't even like looking at the thing. At the end of the year, we go to take the violin back to the people at the store. We give it back to them. They're like, where's the fourth string? We're like, four string.
They're like, this thing only has three strings on it. The whole year we're playing a three-string violin. Such dummies.
Why have you never not named one of your albums three-string violin?
Because you got to do that story on stage.
So Jan Flato, who's a guy who went to a casino and put like $50 in or whatever.
But he let his friend push
the button.
And they won $100,000.
The thing to go. They won $100,000.
And then he found out the casino only pays the person who made the bet, not the person who pays for it.
So he's like... They agreed to split the money, and then she took the money and had security keep him away, and then, took all the money from
her. Okay, what's her name?
Right.
Maria. So we started to go off on Jan Flato and what an amazing character he was. He literally became our Chuck Norris, and people started writing about, like, stories about Jan Flato. He owns two jet skis, and none of them work. Owns a ferret, more than one. He's Jan Flato. He's like a mythical figure.
Yeah.
Then... Jan Flato joins the Facebook page and starts listing off, airs the grievances about the woman, states his case in the court of public
opinion. Says he's willing to take lie detectors.
Says, where is she in the lie detector?
Then starts telling the Sklar brothers, hey, you better be nice to me. I'm going to make a voodoo doll against St. Louis Cardinals players.
And we're like, okay.
Whoa. That got very dark very quick.
And then he was like, you know what? I actually like the catcher, Yadier Molina. We're like, all right. But the idea that someone from one of these stories is now a part of our community on the thing is incredible.
Everybody's welcome in the town.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
This is something we need to let everybody in Dumb People Town be aware. This is a warning to everybody, but it's not that threatening at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's sent in by, as always people can do, hashtag Dumb People Town to me at Daniel Van Kirk. This was sent in by me at
Daniel Van Kirk. You
said it yourself. I did.
You accepted it.
Northern Michigan. Ooh. Is where this takes place. Mm-hmm.
Traverse City.
Oh. Well, we can't lock it down to one, and you'll find out why. Michigan State Police are warning Northern Michigan residents of, quote, scruffy men going door to door trying to sell meat to residents.
No, that happens in my neighborhood.
Yeah, that happens everywhere.
Someone's come to your house and said, you want to buy some meat?
Yes. Do you buy it?
No!
Is there a case with the like little...
No.
Do they look professional?
It's in the truck. I had extra meat. There's like a meat distribution thing at the end of our block.
It's in the truck is a bad thing to say to a woman.
Guys.
It's in the truck.
It's like a deleted scene from...
Two things. I'd love to sell you some meat. Lamps. Secondly, could you help me put my couch in my truck?
No.
I'll take the meat, but the couch is not happening.
It's in my truck.
Carry a cushion? No, I'm not doing that either.
That's the rule. But
here,
I mean, how do you say no to these people? You're just like,
Well, of course, I think I would make something up like vegetarian. We're vegetarian.
Yeah, that's a lock solid.
Yeah.
Then
they see you out at like Dantanas eating like a and you're like, I
fell off the wagon.
Meat's coming over the sides.
Rare. You're yelling rare.
No, you're like, we're vegetarians. And then from the back, your husband's like, bacon's ready. Do you want two?
Jay, I love that to you, the people selling meat out of a truck are hanging out at Los Angeles' most like notorious, like
the nicest restaurant. Yeah.
Steak, like, of all the history of Hollywood and steak
Dantanas.
So the scruffy guys selling meat.
You nailed it, actually. The MSP, the Michigan State Police, was contacted about two men in a small white pickup truck trying to sell meat out of the back of their pickup truck.
Yeah.
When the people come to your house, do they look professional?
No.
Yeah, these guys look literally, it's quoted, scruffy. The men are described as, let's hit it again, rough and scruffy. Rough and scruffy should not, maybe that's the name of
you're missing a tooth.
Rough and Scruffy also could be the name of like your next two pugs.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Rough and Scruffy.
Or the animated show that people are like, come on, Maria, you got to do this animated kid
rough
show.
And Scruffy.
It's Rough and Scruffy.
You will play both Rough and Scruffy.
Or Meat Truck.
Yeah. But Rough and Scruffy to me, I just picture a guy who needs a haircut and only the ends of his hair is sweaty.
Yeah.
I just think neck hair. Scruffy is a lot of neck hair.
Yeah, it could use a shave.
You can have a beard, just trim around.
If you are selling food, you have to
clean it up.
Yep. You gotta be clean. Yeah. There is no,
because you mirrored the quality of your product, especially when it comes to food.
I would trust someone who came to my door in a hairnet.
Yeah.
You know what? They're really
all right, he's taking
putting
precautions.
The effort out there. A lot of effort.
He's
a lot
following FDA like rules.
Go ahead.
Did anyone buy said
meat?
Well,
it says
people have been scammed.
One of the men is in his 50s and is heavy set. The other man is a white male with red blonde hair in his 30s with a medium build. To me, that's some sort of a meat apprenticeship going on.
Yeah.
It's a guy in his 50s.
You will get to this weight if
or
you keep working with
it's a
me.
Guy, it's a guy in his 50s who's... sister is really making him try and straighten out his nephew. Like she's
take
like,
him on the meat truck.
Yeah, yeah. Glenn,
take
Michael ride around with you and learn to sell meat.
He's not going to screw up.
He's in his 30s. He's not going anywhere. I need him out of the house.
Yeah.
All rough and scruffy, is he?
It's like a Mike Ehrmantraut, Jesse Pinkman situation.
Yes!
You're going to learn to sell meat, and you're going to stop pissing your mother off. Let's go. Then there have been a number of encounters reported in the city of Alpena, I don't know, around the Maple Ridge area near M32. You remember all these. You guys spent so much time in Michigan. They love naming their places. In the Roger City area. Like, they always have the weirdest, what I mean by that is, like, highways are, like, just
weird. Have you ever been
to
the UP? I know you're Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, my mom's from...
Traverse City.
No.
Honcharock.
Kalamazoo.
Really? Oh, yeah. Western Michigan.
Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
Kalamazoo.
I got kicked out of a bar in Kalamazoo.
Oh, did
Maria,
you?
You've got, what? I want to hear your mom telling you a restaurant in Kalamazoo that you have to go to. That's when I hear.
Well, okay. My dear friend, Diane, who I went to school with, and it was interesting because her parents, I mean, she had told me that she was molested when she was a young child. No, this was when I was a kid, and she could hear my parents yelling at each other because back then you wouldn't close the windows. But anyways, she and her husband, who they almost got a divorce because of his problem with alcoholism, but he and she recommend very highly this sushi place that's just opened up at an old gas station. And I know it sounds crazy, but the guy running this is just a real, you know, Japanese aficionado. And, has been to Tokyo. And I mean, I don't know if I would recommend the teriyaki. The sauces were a little heavy, but just a wonderful. I love sushi because it's only It's only 16 points.
Your mom is
points,
on the point.
Points.
We know it. We know it, well.
Dude, I did Weight Watchers for a brief period, and it was all points. It was
it's so fucking hard to stay within your fucking points.
How many points do I have? Look, I did the Lose It app. I put the Lose It app on my phone.
Yeah.
And I said to the... I put it on, and the first day I was like 1,500 calories over my thing, over the top of my thing. Hold on, we're going to do a little.
Oh, sorry. Am I
much better? So I was 1,500 calories over my thing, and I just, after the first day, it was like, I stopped. I didn't take the app off my phone, so now Lose It is like sending me notifications like, hey, buddy. How you do? You can do it. I'm like, this is making me feel worse. As I'm like in 9 in the morning eating like a whole handful of Cheetos. I'm like, it makes me worse. I feel terrible. Liz, it's like, don't do it.
Making people feel worse. The people have said that the men approach the house.
Okay.
Coming up two at a time is a little too much. Even any stranger, man or woman, walk up to your house, you're a little bit like, what is this?
Oh, man.
Two people at once, stride for stride, you're like, get everybody down on the floor and turn off the lights.
Exactly. This does feel like a Coen Brothers movie, doesn't it?
Yeah. A little bit.
No Country for Old Men.
Or My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I think it's a gypsy thing, or it's a way to get cash coming in. I'll blacktop your driveway.
Yeah.
It really needs to be re-blacktop.
The old blacktop scam.
Yeah, we know it.
Or they paint.
They'll paint your address on the front of your curb.
Yes, we know.
Picking up some cash.
People have said...
You know, Maria, the gypsies came by last week.
Yeah. I don't know if... I hope that it doesn't sound Rossi C-State, but I
don't think it does.
I don't think so either.
Cash cow.
Yeah.
It is
the way of the gypsy.
It is the door-to-the-door business.
That was a deleted verse in the Fleetwood Mac song, right? Gypsy.
Really?
They blacktop the whole neighborhood.
Listen to the in love.
Blacktop the driveway.
People have said the men approach the house and offer to sell you meat listed on a brochure. A meat brochure, if you will. To me, there's too many varying levels of professionalism. If you're selling meat out of the back of a truck...
You shouldn't have a brochure.
Yeah, and have a brochure?
No.
Some things need to even out here a little bit.
Should be on a sheet of paper.
I just love that the police are now into this. They're like, guys.
Well, are they going to send a little, like, you know, when, and this is horrible, when someone gets abducted, they send out an Amber Alert.
Right.
And you get the number, or, you know, like the license plate of the thing. Is this going to be like a marbled alert? Mm-hmm, like, there's the meat.
Yep,
it's coming.
It's coming.
Notice this truck.
Be on the lookout.
See, I'm like, now if he has a wonderful, you know, trifold pamphlet, I think that shows business acumen.
I would agree. That's what I'm saying. They need to get rid of the truck part. Make it look like the Schwann man.
Yes.
Remember the Schwann man?
Who is the Schwann man?
What? You didn't have the Schwann man?
I don't know the Schwann.
Is it a Midwest?
Yeah.
Like a northern Midwest?
If your parents weren't there, he would bring in whatever he wanted.
Yeah, he'd take the order from anybody. It didn't matter. If you opened that door, you were authorized to take an order.
Yeah, breaded chicken fillets filled with some sort of butter juice.
Yeah, and then we would also, the ice cream, we would just be like, bring them in. Bring in all the ice cream that you have, Schwann's
here.
That would be yelled throughout our house.
Schwann's here!
The Schwann man's here! People in Dunfield Town that are listening to this right now know exactly what I'm talking about when that Schwann man came.
If someone says Schwann man's here and you're in the living room, do kids jump over a couch to get to see him?
Yes.
You know what I mean? That little side jump.
The Schwann
jump
man
over.
Had like, it was like a corn dog, but it was a sausage link with a pancake wrapped around it that you would heat up in the microwave.
How many points is that, Maria's mom?
Well, let me see. Okay. If you have that with a...
maple syrup on
Bloody
it.
Mary. Then that's a vegetable.
The salary counts as a vegetable.
Oh, you're right, it does.
It's no points, Maria. I can have 6 stalks in my Bloody Mary.
Here's the part that tells you why you know that the brochure is not making these guys professional. This puts them back on the spectrum of the truck aspect.
You're now back to the truck.
It says, on some occasions, the men will accept the response that the resident is not interested. which means on some occasions
they won't
accept it. Other times, the men become, quote, very pushy and continue to sell the meat until escorted off the property.
Wow.
They're like Jack Lemmon in Glengarry Glen. If I had the leads, buy the meat. I'm here to sell you the meat. I don't understand.
They need a bad lead, so how can I sell the meat?
You folks need meat.
Yes.
One resident said that the men asked to use his bathroom. Another resident said the men seemed intoxicated. See, we're getting away from the brochure.
Yes.
Back to the truck.
Yes.
Hard job selling meat. You gotta get lubed up.
Don't let anyone in your house.
Ever.
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 To use a bathroom to sell you meat.
Even if they're an angel of Moroni.
Yes, exactly. The men offered a brochure to one resident, the professional.
Sure.
They keep going back and forth. But when the resident asked if he could keep the brochure, the men took it back. Mm-hmm. Unprofessional.
Nope. That's our only one.
Which means you know it's laminated.
Yeah, you know it's their only one.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
from...
Matt,
give me
that. Takes it away. Yeah.
They took it.
So are they... Did they... Are they... This is what I'm asking, and this is what I think they're doing. They work for a professional meat place.
Oh, you're giving them.
They've
something.
Stolen the meat from the place.
Yes,
now they're going
the
rogue. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
now
they're going something fell off the truck.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
The brochure comes from the office where they used to work.
I love, and that they're worried the office is going to miss the brochure.
Right.
But not the meat.
Right. Right. We only have 80 brochures. Where's the 79th brochure?
If anybody has any experience with those guys,
yes,
or is able to track them down, I would love to.
We'll find out anybody, on Dumb People. Yeah, Dumb People Town
go
Facebook
to the Facebook page and let us know if you've seen these scruffy and roughy.
Residents report that the truck the men are driving is a beat up white Chevy or Toyota with a standard cab and
that's
a cap
wide
on the
net.
Box.
I'm sorry, that's a wide net.
Probably
Chevy or Toyota?
Probably because I'm assuming logos have been removed.
Sure.
Probably yes. Plates uh-huh. Too.
Yep.
And I will say, I was picturing like a white Chevy S10.
You were?
I was, but not with the cap on the bed. But it had. They
it sounds
had
like the van that pulls up to Maria's house. That's a van.
It's Well, there's a van at the end of the street. That's all. They're all white vans, and then there's a high stink that comes out from their dumpsters, which is reminiscent of rotting meat.
Ah.
And
I feel like you're describing like a Goosebumps book. Yeah. Like a little neighborhood horror story.
Yeah, investigate.
But then there is some sort of meat distribution thing going on, but it does not seem on the up and up. Like it seems
no.
Like,
nothing about what you just described.
Seems
several white vans, high stink coming from dumpsters.
But you know what? Two things. One, I guarantee you guys, there are people who kind of like that it seems a little grassrootsy. Like they're like, I don't have to go
back
to the store. I got these guys bringing me meat.
I got a good deal.
I'll also, full disclosure, I should tell everybody, in Partyville, Wisconsin, 2 E's, no Y, I went to the bar Caddyshack with my mom on the way up to our cabin in Wisconsin, and I won a meat raffle.
You won a meat raffle?
They were going around, and they said, do you want to play the meat? And everybody gets a ticket, and then they reveal the number, and whoever matches that number
just
wins.
Just winning anything feels
good. I won the meat raffle. They took me out to a van with my mom.
No.
Yes.
This
said I could have a bag of peeled shrimp.
What?
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
No. No.
Maria.
Immediately say no to that.
Yeah.
I had a choice.
Or.
A bag of peeled shrimp.
Or.
Six pork chops.
Yeah, that I'm thinking.
Right.
Now I'm,
three
now I'm
steaks.
Back. Yeah.
Or 5 pounds of freshly filleted walleye.
Ooh.
I took the walleye.
Of course, because it's local.
It's deep
local.
In my Instagram, I believe. If not, I'll find it and I'll post it to the Facebook page.
Oh,
and when I bought the tickets, I said to my mom, I go, we're going to win. Because you
winning.
Know you sometimes get those feelings about stuff?
Yeah.
And I go, I'll tell you right now, one of us is winning this meat raffle.
One of us is getting
and she goes, Danny, we're just passing through, and these local people are going to be pissed off if
that's
we come
right.
in and win their meat raffle.
Because you're
I
the
go,
big town
foreigners.
I go,
then we should leave right
through.
Now because I can feel it. And sure as shit, and I look over, and there was a guy, I don't remember the logo, just like a blue hat that was too stiff on the front.
Yes.
And he just looked at me, and he goes, and turned away from me.
Son of a bitch.
So mad that I won the meat raffle.
Of course. You walked into town and you stole what was his.
And I think this is a great way to describe you, Dan. You have small town meat raffle luck.
I'll take it. All day I'll take meat raffle luck.
All damn day.
We
is such a gorgeous feeling when you go, I think this is going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah.
Like, I want a cakewalk.
Yeah. Did you get a cakewalk?
Yeah, I got a cake on a cakewalk.
You did?
Oh, God, it felt so good.
You're like, how old were you? Kid?
I think I was, six. Mm. And I was like, I saw this. I mean, I didn't know which cake I was going to win, but I felt it.
Yeah.
You're like, this is my day.
Yeah.
It's like a premonition.
Yeah.
One thing I love about this story, I always say there's always an element to every story that puts it right in the center of Dumb People Town. Mm-hmm. This is it. I'm going to finish describing the truck, and it comes right at the end. Reports that the truck the men are driving is a beat-up white Chevy or Toyota with standard cab and a cap on the box that doesn't appear to be a refrigerator unit. The license plate on the vehicle is believed to be a Florida plate.
Yeah,
of course. You know it is.
Yes.
Florida is making it. They're done selling meat locally.
They're
taking it to the Midwest.
You can take the guys out of Florida. You can't take the Florida
out of the meat.
Out of the meat. Out of the car.
Can't take the Florida out of the meat. All right, that's it.
Yeah, well, I'll just wrap it up with this. State police advise it's not illegal to sell items door-to-door, but residents of Dumb People Town, do not allow door-to-door salesmen inside their home.
Never.
The salespeople may be looking to see what valuables are in the home, so sort of like a Home Alone situation.
Yep.
They want to get in and look around. Mm-hmm. Then they come back later and break in to steal expensive items or the meat that they just sold you.
Wow.
That's a
I made
that last part up. But I feel like they definitely, to them, they'd be like, take the meat back. We can resell it.
Yeah. Get it.
Yeah.
It's still good. Who cares if it's still good?
Oh.
Did they make you take the walleye just in your hands?
No, it was in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Was it walleye delicious? Do you remember it?
Yep. Very
okay, good.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
There
all right.
Go.
That's how we do it. Our first story down in Dumb People Town.
Yep.
With the great Maria Bamford, who, when we come back, we'll talk a little Lady Dynamite. But you're listening to Dumb People Town with Dan Van Kirk and the Sklar Brothers and Maria Bamford.
Yay.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We've got Maria Bamford, and she has a great Netflix special, which we talked about.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
And you also have a great show on Netflix, which we love, Lady Dynamite. So fantastic. So crazy.
Tremendous people involved. Mitch Hurwitz from Arrested Development, one of our favorite shows of all time. And this show has a lot. If you loved Arrested Development, you can totally see his handprints all over that because they
except it feels like it's a little more personal and has a little more heart.
Yeah, then Pam Brady also.
Pam Brady as well, who is amazing. South Park, and she's done a million things that she's just super talented and so funny.
It's definitely a collaboration. You get a feeling of a bunch of different people, and which is also my dream come true because I started out doing stand-up because I didn't like to work with others.
Yeah,
that's a solitary.
To make the old eye contact.
Not in an improv group.
And then, I did do an improv
group. Did you?
Actually for a while. But I was the only lady. It was like, I think now improv, I just took a improv 101 at the UCB.
Did you?
I did. It was delightful.
Was it fun?
It was so.
It's so much fun.
Did you feel pushed in areas that you're like, oh shit, I've never done this before?
Yeah, totally. And the things that I've forgotten and it's all. Yeah, it was lovely.
Ooh,
but the nice thing
that.
About UCB, and I guess improv today, it's much more inclusive. Like, they make it a part of the philosophy that you can be whatever character you want to be. Mm-hmm. Nobody is there's just a lot less showboating and sexism and... Mm-hmm. and
your choice is a choice, and we all got to go with it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really delightful. So I hope I may make it to level 2. I haven't found out.
I don't know.
Maria, I can imagine. Can you imagine, Sklar's, like walking into your 101 class and Maria's in there and you're like, shh.
Yeah,
great. I'm about to be horrible. This is like one of the best comics in the country. But I'm sure you were so fun and everything, but I would just be like, or just people's Hollywood moment of like, I'm getting to take a 101.
Nobody gives a shit. And nobody.
Really?
No.
I
think they're also. There's so much content, which is I am not a known entity, and there's other people who are like they're YouTube stars and people who I didn't know who are very very famous.
Oh
and
yeah.
In the 101 class.
There's a guy from Rachel Bloom's
Oh, yeah, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, her boyfriend, Josh, that guy is taking classes there. So
I love it.
That's cool.
It's no big...
Yeah.
No, it's no big deal.
101 is so much fun. The 101 level is like, just like, have, like, let it go and have fun. It's such a great...
And also a place for you to just... It's low risk. There's zero risk to like for you to just let it all out there. It's not like you're, I'm going to try this in a writer's room for, we only have X amount of time and I've got to do this in front of these people or on set in the thing where the pressure is a lot higher.
It's really, it was really lovely and
awesome.
And people, and also I think people forget, I mean, if they are anxious at all, or at least I know I was, I remember one time I took a class with, and Hilary Swank was in it, but then you forget about it after all because you get so wrapped up, but you're in the class, you're like, oh, there's that lady again,
right? You're like, yeah,
she
check out
beautiful.
One of my
started calling her $100 baby.
Yeah.
One of my old $100 baby. What choice is she gonna make? And then you're like, she actually made a great choice.
She actually made a really good choice. One of my favorite scenes from from Lady Dynamite is the scene of you in front of the family garage wanting to put the band together. Is one of my like, oh God, I love, and your excitement and your like your character is like committed to this, and everybody's gonna be on board, and then your sister. Like, hell yeah, let's do this. Oh God, I love that. I love that scene.
I love that, like,
it breaks all the rules of a half hour comedy.
It's like, okay, oh, we can't have, you're like, we can have anything happen, all of you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, the collaboration of them and them having you, a person who is your entire life. Like taking your brain apart and said, what is inside of this and what am I dealing with here? That thing and that aspect of it allows you to go in every direction because you're like, this is my brain. My brain goes here and then it goes here and then it goes here. It doesn't go in a linear line from this part. So then it can be whatever it is. So it actually, there's a reason that it is as crazy as it is.
It's not, it's not just randomly random.
Right.
I think, because I did not write it. Pam Brady and her team of well-paid geniuses did it. Like,
but they captured your voice beautifully, and it has to be a marriage of like they can't write the hair commercial at the very beginning. You know, that thing without being like, okay, we're gonna write to a certain point, and then Maria's gonna just take it over the top. Like, we're gonna write to her strengths, and then she's gonna do little things that are.
It's a great collaboration.
Yeah, they're like, we can't anticipate the like three little things she does. And the way she says it, that is just making me laugh out loud.
It's when we have a second season coming out in this fall.
Oh, great.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's super,
super
exciting. And I'm just excited about the animals that we have on. We have a llama.
Yes.
We have two raccoons. let me see. There's
the raccoons are a comedy team.
A coyote. There's just...
Is he Wiley?
Several different dogs. Yes. He also flies.
A flying coyote.
Flying coyote.
If you, so now you have till the summer to catch up on season
so
one.
So go binge it up. Binge it up.
So you're ready for
watch
season
old
two.
Baby. And in the meantime, we're going to do another story.
Yes, we will. This was sent in by Deanna. So thank you. She's one of our townies.
Regulars.
Her handle is @thena109. I don't know what that means, but we'll take it.
Non-applicable 109.
Yeah, for sure. On April 19th, 2017, we want everybody to know.
This is
current. Recent.
Current
month.
Yes.
Fresh.
This is also from the Athens News, so it's got to be Georgia.
Yeah, Athens, yeah. Georgia, sure. Georgia.
Two adults at a Rock Street Coolville residence. Coolville is the name of the town, guys.
Oh. Where you live? Oh.
Coolville.
He's acting like he lives in Coolville.
Yeah. Coolville.
Hey, dun, dun, relax. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Johnny Coolville over here.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's cool.
Those are some great jackets. That thrift store has probably the coolest t-shirts. Like, Coolville. Welcome to Coolville.
Coolville High?
Yeah.
Coolville High School?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Property of Coolville Athletic Department?
Like, Coolville, Coolville Church Softball League?
It's also a high bar.
Yes, you gotta live up
to
it.
You're not cool.
Right, right. Yeah, I want to go to It's Okay Town.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of like, you know, hey, we'll see what
we're
happens.
We're doing our best, land. And we're at Coolville.
Well, two adults.
We'll see, Berg.
You decide if we're Coolville.
Yeah. Down here, Valley. Two adults at a Coolville residence became engaged. Not in a good sense.
Not in a good way.
In a dispute stemming from a disagreement over cheese snacks being distributed to pets within the home. So,
my God.
We take one of Randy's favorite pastimes, eating cheese flavored things.
If you
nips.
No, oh, nips are amazing. Nips. Combos.
Combos. Oh,
when it comes to
forgot about cheese on the inside.
When it comes to Randy and snacks, the term is by the handful.
It's not
a lot healthy. Of like this. Like we'll go into his house to like write or do some stuff, and instantly we walk in the kitchen. Randy's like, "What do you want? You want some of this? You want some of these?" And you start putting things on the table.
I am
under
all
the guys
for him.
That they're for right, but under the guys that it's like
for you, but it's out there for me. I really should be saying, "I want some of these. I want some of these. I want some of these."
Cheetos,
but not Cheetos.
The baked
Cheetos from Trader Joe's cannot be beaten. They cannot be beaten.
My husband feels like there's something in Cheetos that is an antidepressant.
It's possible.
That he has been brought, like, been rocketed into the sixth dimension of some sort of feel-good place.
So he's happy after
true,
he has...
Yeah.
If he's got orange fingers, you know he's going to be in a happy place.
Right? There's something very prime. Did Patton do that?
Patton did a bit about
how they're like little caveman-like clubs, and they make you feel powerful.
You get into like a trance, and you're just...
More caveman clubs.
We were like hosting like Late Friday. Remember that show, Late Friday?
Yeah.
So we were hosting an episode of Late Friday, and Patton, I think, was on it. This is like 13, 14 years ago, and he was in the back room, like in the green room area, and I went up to say hi to him, but he was like eating I think it was like Cheetos and stuff from a bowl, and he was eating, and he was in such a Cheetos trance that I could have just stood in front of him and had a whole conversation, and he would not have even seen me. He just started, Cheetos, and I was like, "That's me, man." That's
well, these
me.
Two people got in a fight over cheese snacks being distributed to pets within the home.
Okay, so when my first dog, I don't know if you had your dogs trained at all, if you worked like with a trainer to dress your
pet. Oh God, no.
I wish the audience could see your face. Maria was like, "Are you crazy?"
No, I know you baby those dogs. I know. They're such
train a baby.
They're such big. I love that in the special when in the middle of one of your bits, you just picked up one of the dogs and handed it to your husband.
Or he had to pick it up and move it over.
Well, no, she picked it up and moved it over to him.
I think I picked it up, but it's a... It doesn't matter now.
The dark one was sitting next to him.
That's Betty. And then Arnold who passed away. We're running a hospice.
Oh, yeah.
It's a constant rollover. Yeah. So, Scott, the pug that's in the back was made by my husband. It's out of paper mache.
Oh,
amazing.
And that is Arnold. And he's going to be auctioned off by UCB for the ACLU fundraiser. Nice.
Oh, wow.
The one that keeps moving around to all
that's
the...
That's in every stand-up thing. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So your house with your old dog.
So there was a guy who came over to when we had our first bulldog that we had. We have English bulldogs. So we had our first one, and then he passed away after 12 years. But we were training him at the beginning. This is like 15 years ago. And there was a guy who came over with a fanny pack full of meat cubes.
Yes.
And he would just distribute the meat cubes to him every time he did, cheese
did
cubes.
Did he have a brochure?
Cheese and turkey. He did not have a brochure.
Okay.
Cheese and turkey. And I just, to me, imagine that when this guy wasn't training dogs, he still kept the packing on and would snack on it as he was driving. I can imagine you just unsip it and just gave himself a little bit.
You.
Yeah. Hey, you deserve it.
I made a great left turn right there. And he just pops a little cheese cube in his mouth.
Who's a good driver? You are.
So I just imagine that this is all.
So are they cheese snacks? What are they?
Cheese snacks. Essentially, in my opinion, this argument between these two people had been going on for a long time about not giving goldfish to the dogs.
Yes.
And I don't think it's about the goldfish.
No, it's never about the goldfish. No, that's the leaf on a deep-rooted tree.
Yeah.
The verbal argument escalated when the female tossed a metal stool at the male's PlayStation console.
Wow.
Now that is
escalation.
Wow.
That starts with cheese.
Yeah.
I'm going to bump it up a notch.
Yeah, that's when you need because our biology, when you get triggered emotionally, you need to lower, you take a 10-minute break, and then you come back to each other, and then you turn towards your partner. My husband and I have taken a lot of...
Is this the Sharon Hirschman?
What's her name? No. What's this is the John and Judy Gottman.
What's Sharon? Who's your therapist?
Cheryl Hirschman. That is not her real name. But
it's a good name.
Cheryl Hirschman.
But she's lovely, and she's in South Pasadena. And she's $20, and it's just delightful.
God, love it. What's the song?
Cheryl Hirschman. Go to Cheryl Hirschman because she reflects back what your partner's trying to say to you, and it normalizes conflict.
Cheryl Hirschman.
She's wonderful.
But you're right. They needed to take a breath and then reconnect.
Reconnect.
Because you know that she was like, you give them dogs one more goddamn piece of
I'm throwing this stool at your PlayStation.
I'd like to see you
set it.
It's a PlayStation 2, even though this is 2017. Like it's a 12-year-old
older model.
She's in fight or flight at that point.
She's had enough of these goddamn dogs getting fed and enough of all the other things they're not actually talking about.
She's as they say with children, she's offline at this point.
Yeah.
Her brain is not fully connected and operating as a unit. She's offline.
I'm not a therapist, and I've only been to a therapy. I've been off and on to therapy, but this to me is, and I'm not going to, if this isn't even.
No, you're definitely qualified for whatever you're about to say.
This is what I'm going to call a window issue.
It's a window issue.
It's not the issue.
It's a
window to the rest of the house of issues that these people
have. Well, in this house, stools are being thrown.
Through the window.
I'm about to read to you how you knew this guy could react in a way that was going to piss her off without needing to resort to any sort of violence or verbal abuse or anything.
That's right.
The male then tossed the stool back onto the couch. You would think, what?
Throw something and break something of hers. No, I'm just going to toss it on the couch.
Okay. But guys, he knew what his ace in the hole was. So the female called 911 because she is still making payments on that couch and did not appreciate him throwing a stool on it.
Oh.
It's so
couch
odd.
Abuse.
Yeah.
It's like you were saying, there's so much more going on here. To most people, like, he threw a stool on a couch. That's not even...
No, 911's like, we'll be right there.
Right.
Yeah.
But he knew to her that...
Also, call IKEA.
I just finished putting that together. Yeah. You knew that to her, that's the most egregious thing he could do.
How dare you?
You did not just throw that stool on the couch, didn't I?
And it could have been, like, you just think, what was the thing where it all started?
Cheese.
Yeah, right.
Like, was it, but it was before
for
that.
For the cheese.
Were you saying pre-cheese? Pre-cheese?
Oh, God. Pre-cheese. Yeah.
It might be one of them didn't want the dogs, but now they're both in love with them, and they're arguing about how the dogs should
take care of them.
You don't take care of them. You don't walk him. You don't pick up the poop. You don't do all the other things. All you want to do is feed the, you. All you want to do is give them the cheese. Yeah. That
so you want them
poop.
To love you. You want them to love you, and you don't want to do the hard work.
Could be that the dogs have peed somewhere, pooed.
You don't lay the hammer down. I'm the one who has to go get the stuff that's not really, it looks like sand, and then you put it on it and it absorbs it, and then you have to let it sit there. So there's like a little mound of sand on your carpet, and then 2 days later you have to vacuum it up.
Yes.
I have to then go to the vacuum cleaner store and get the sand.
Parties.
You don't do that.
Both parties.
And that's all about, right, it's like fear that. Yeah, of abandonment or something
or
like that.
Or just a lack of
commitment into the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We both have to equal disrespect.
So you've had dogs in your life throughout your life. Your husband was he a pet person?
He loves the dogs.
Okay, great.
He did not have animals.
That's a deal breaker though if he didn't.
Well,
not really.
I don't think anything's a deal breaker. I think if you're willing to work something, all you need is somebody who's willing to work it out with you, who's like, okay, because I think I always like would kick people to the curb, you know, for now I realize things that weren't, they were on board. All you need is somebody who's on board.
Yeah.
Who's like, I'll do anything to keep
on
make
board
this work.
Can be worked out.
Yeah, because I don't know about
thank
that.
Thank God he loves the puppies.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God. Let's sit around here and have a moment and say, thank God he loves the puppies.
Well, and he loves them. I think he's more attuned to them than I am.
There's like a moment you'll come home and you're like, did you just kiss that dog's tongue?
Oh, no. I'm very pro pro puppy, but he's genuinely concerned about them, and has we definitely have stories going on in between them, Jackie, and we now have a little chihuahua.
You have a chihuahua?
Oh God!
A chihuahua.
Jeez.
She's so, we thought she was an old grandma who just needed a place to stay when we first saw her.
Turns out,
oh sweet, silky fat chihuahua.
Turns out, we'll just sit on our laps.
Turns out, we get her home and she is like spin, 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 spin. She is energized and wants to jump on your head.
You know what? That describes a lot of people in Dumb People Town.
That's right.
Yes.
Energized and want to jump on. Well, look, you threw the stool on the thing. I'm going to call 911.
Calling 911.
Okay, so when 911 comes.
Yes. Parties then agreed with the police there to leave all furniture on the floor for the rest of the evening. No word about tomorrow.
No.
But for the rest of the night.
We just have to handle the now.
Here's the part that made this, lock solid Dumb People Town. They agreed to leave the furniture on the floor for the rest of the evening, and the male intended to take his cat and leave as soon as his socks came out of the dryer. No, I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
I'll be out of here.
I'm going to go. She can have her cat. I'll take my cat.
I'm going to take my cat and get the fuck out of here.
I got 15 minutes left on that dryer with my socks, and then I'm out of here.
As soon as my socks come out. They're golden toes. They're a little thicker. They take a little more time.
But here's the crazy thing.
They're Bombas socks, probably.
Right. Just
Bombas.
No.
Get a pair.
Give a pair. I love it.
Well, just a couple last things here.
It's like Tom's without the Christianity.
Right? I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on. They're a sponsor of the show. They are a sponsor of the show.
Not Tom's, but Bombas.
Bombas is.
They're a non-denominational Tom's.
I'm going to read you. This is how the article reads. The male intended to take his cat and leave as soon as his socks came out of the dryer. Case closed. That's what they wrote at the end of this. And then you touched on something about, Randy, you said it being a window. Maria, you were like, this is just a small thing of a larger issue. That is happening all around Athens, Georgia. They included two other quick stories that are literally a sentence long that I'm just going to read to you guys.
Read them. They're little bites. They're little dumb people bites.
And they gave them little titles. Mm-hmm. The next one is Remote, in parentheses, Control Freaks.
Oh, God.
On April 22nd, 2017, deputies responded to Rolland Drive. This is in the same area. Mm-hmm. In the Plains, for a domestic dispute. On scene, they determined the argument was a verbal nature that stemmed from control of the TV remote.
Mm-hmm.
All agreed to go to bed for the evening. No further action was taken. These cops are getting people to just agree for tonight. Let's let it go. No more stools being thrown.
If we make
Let's
it through
the night.
Let's
turn off the TV and go to bed.
It'd be cool if the cops shot everyone.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, just look. They got
this could have gotten out of control.
Thank God we handled it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank God we handled this because this could have gotten really ugly.
The last one is titled Dirty Laundry.
On April 22nd,
2017, deputies responded to Walnut Street in Trimble in reference to a report of a female yelling. Deputies arrived on the scene and spoke with the occupants of the residency. After a lengthy discussion, it was learned that the male and female whom reside there were arguing over who was going to do the laundry. All parties were advised to cease arguing or separate, which means the cops are like, y'all need to stop fighting or go your separate ways. Go back to bed for the night. These cops show up, tell people whatever their little issue is.
Tucking people in.
And they put them to bed.
It's so true.
They're the good night cops.
They are.
Good night moon. They take their billy club and take the top of the covers and just gently push it up to the edge. This is good night.
Are we a
You get in tie-tie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lay with you until you're asleep. You need to put yourself to sleep.
But the idea that they keep getting reports, it was about the remote. It was about the laundry. It was about a stool being thrown on the cop. The cops are like, they show up and we're like, guys, everybody sit down, sit down.
This town needs like marital therapy.
Well, that's the thing. Who's ever just someone who, you know, is unarmed, mm-hmm. who would come with maybe a high-waisted
pant.
And like a long hair and, you know, some long earrings and would come and say, Hey.
Sit down.
Let's just be quiet for a second.
Well, you don't understand. You don't understand, okay?
Yeah, no. Take one breath together. Take a breath. And then take it off.
Ask him what he did with the stool. Ask him what he did.
You know, there is that aphorism, don't go to bed angry. It's okay to go to bed angry. It's okay.
All right.
It's okay to go to bed with... Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you're in a better place to handle whatever it is that was the problem in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's falling asleep.
Wait, wake up, ma'am.
Oh.
Here we are. Just you doing that voice reminded me of the sketch you did with John Doerr on his show. Of the couple who's doing like
who's getting into a fight and they're doing a meditation tape, but he's late.
Yeah. He's late and she's fighting. Really mad that he's always late. Again, this is like a window issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys are still fighting in the meditation voices.
Meditation. Oh my
God. so many things can be avoided by just
a woman with long hair and long earrings calming everyone down.
Just
and
in a comic
deep voice. Breaths. Like you cannot get ratcheted up while taking long deep breaths.
Yeah. I hope
take a deep breath.
These are my favorite cops that are showing up and just being like, okay. Nope, I get it. Tell me what's really wrong.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, when we come back, we have one more story.
We do.
And then we have a voicemail actually from, and this is crazy. I don't know how she got a copy of this while we're doing her. She's listening in from Maria's mom. She's going to critique our performance on this. Yes, from Maria's mom. She's going to critique our performance on all these stories on this show back when Dumb People Town returned.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. One last story, Dan. Take us home, brother.
Here we go. This was sent in by Lance Rodeo. It's not his first story he sent in. Mm-hmm. At Lance Rodeo, LanceRodeo. Thanks,
could be
buddy.
Lance Rodeo if he's from L.A.
It could be.
South L.A.
Rodeo, maybe. This is a story about art in Dumb People Town, and I love it because everybody just said, okay, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Students claim they managed to pass off a pineapple they bought for less than $5 at a supermarket.
Is that expensive for a pineapple? I think a pineapple
I'm going to
be
honest with you, full disclosure 50. Here, guys. I'm not always the best at researching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's a franc? One franc. Or a pound, maybe. I don't even know the symbol.
$1.50, maybe. I'll look it up.
So I knew it was less than $5, so I tried to play safe and you caught me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just know it was like, what? That's right there. That's like, what, a pound?
That's like a city pineapple.
That's a pound. One pound is about $2. Yeah,
$2.50.
Yeah, $1.50, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
We're great. Our currency exchange is spot on here on Dumb People.
One pound.
Anyway, they bought it at a supermarket and they decide they wanted to try and pass it off as a work of art after leaving it in the middle of an exhibition at their university.
That is smart.
Smart.
So awesome. They go to like this modern art exhibit.
Put that there.
Yep. And they go and look at it. Here's the picture. They just put a pineapple on an empty table and then...
By the way, that looks like a modern art piece.
Yeah.
Doesn't it kind of? Like,
no.
That's one of our oldest favorite bits to do at a really modern art museum is to go up to the exit sign and be like, this is unbelievable.
Or look at the bathroom sign and just be like, have you ever seen anything?
I mean, they've captured it. And what are they saying?
And there's Braille around. It's the first thing
you know
with
what?
Braille.
You can touch it.
I used to do, back again, college, when we would go, every year we would like go to the theme park, you know, the Six Flags up in Gurnee, Illinois. And we would do this thing where they always seem to have, like, in these theme parks, there's always randomly, like, little bridges over streams that they've made and stuff like that. We would stop on the bridge and then stare at the stream as though we were waiting for something. And after a couple minutes, other people would start waiting with you to see what is about to happen.
Start a line. What are we waiting for? Who knows?
Who knows? But it seems like it's worth
it. There's a lot of people here.
Oh, my God.
Ruriari Gray, a business information technology student at Robert Gordon University in Scotland, and his friend Lloyd Jack. What a great name.
Lloyd Jack.
It's a Guy Ritchie character.
Yeah. He reportedly left the fruit at the Look Again exhibition at RGU's Sir Ian Wood building, hoping it might be mistaken for art.
I love it because it's a joke on the art world.
Yeah.
Which
and they're just college kids having like
harmless,
the most innocuous
fun.
Goofs.
Yeah.
Just it was fun.
Yes.
Fun.
When they, but guys, get this.
What
joke's
happened?
On them. When they returned 4 days later, as you just saw, and people will over at the Facebook page for Dumb People Town, when they returned 4 days later, they found that the pineapple had been put inside its own glass display case.
So, Someone was like, this is a real thing. We need to now.
Yes.
Someone probably got yelled at the museum. Is like, why is this out?
Somebody's going to grab the pineapple. Guys, put a so then they
put it in
put
a box,
a glass box around the pineapple
to protect
keep
it.
To keep the art safe.
This is a lesson for life. This is, you know how people say, like, back in when we used to watch beer commercials when we were younger, grab the gusto.
Yeah.
In Dumb and Dumber, you got to just grab the pineapple of life.
And grab the pineapple by the
yeah.
Grab the pineapple by the hair,
by the meat.
What's the art? What's the food?
Right. Yes. Where does art start?
Consume it either way.
Yeah.
Natalie Kerr, a cultural assistant for the festival.
No points, by the way, consuming art. Tell your mom.
There's
no,
not
no,
any points.
No points for consuming the pineapple art.
Natalie Kerr, that would be hilarious. Weight Watchers for art. I've already seen three Van Goghs.
No points. Natalie Kerr. I gained 2 points.
I've gotten an earful of my Van Gogh.
That's solid. A cultural assistant, that's Natalie Kerr, for the festival, who organized the display, said she wasn't the one who included the fruit as an artwork because she is allergic to pineapple. That's kind of a hard line.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I've never met anyone who's allergic to pineapple
Natalie Kerr.
In my life.
Natalie Kerr.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time I'm even hearing a pineapple allergy.
She's making it up.
We were moving the exhibition.
Like Chuck on, she's like Chuck on Better Call Saul.
We were moving the exhibition and came back after 10 minutes and it was in a glass case. So she's saying that it wasn't there, then it was there, and someone she doesn't know who put a glass case around it.
But it wasn't her.
Yes. Gray, 22, told the Mail Online, I saw an empty art display stand and decided to see how long it would stay there for, or if people would believe it was art. So the kid was like, there was just an empty table. Let's put a pineapple there.
See what happens.
They thought everybody would be like, what is this? But everybody was like, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
The art world not understanding.
I know. It's a bit of a mystery. The glass
being too far ahead of itself.
The glass is pretty heavy and would need 2 or 3 people to move it, but we have no idea who did it. So the art doesn't even know who put the glass around it.
No.
But it's still there now.
It's the best prank ever.
We decided to keep it because it's in keeping with the playful spirit of the art show.
Well, that's a cover up. We screwed up,
and we're going to make it seem like we tried.
But you've seen the photo. It does kind of look like it belongs,
if you
right?
went to...
Like,
but okay. It's going to rot, and it's going to look horrible
Maria,
in a bad
that's
way.
That's part of the art.
That's the art. It's living art, Maria.
If you went to the Broad.
Shop ready-made.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that was the art where he made the entire thing, and then it looked like it was just a urinal.
Right.
And I put it out there. But, gosh, I
what
mean,
if that is a
good
thing?
For good for them. I mean,
good
it's
for
hard
them.
To get into
great.
Art shows.
It's hard to get into art shows.
It's super hard.
They can put that on their resume, and they should. Put
can
them
I tell
on
you? I was at
CVs.
I was at the Grammy Museum, and they were showing all the most like famous like performances from the Grammy, and they showed Michael Portnoy. Soy Bomb when he came
on stage.
Remember
Michael Portnoy?
The guy who danced next to Bob Dylan, and he had written on his chest Soy Bomb, and it was like this weird thing, and he was a performance artist. Down on the Lower East Side with us at like Luna Lounge and stuff like that. And I was like, that's so great that's considered this great Grammy artistic moment. And he was just this silly guy.
He was the pineapple.
He was the pineapple. He put it up there.
He put himself in a glass case.
All right. Well, before we get out of here, we got a voicemail from Maria's mom critiquing how we did on this show. So let's listen to that before we get out of here.
Randy, Jason, it's Marilyn Bamford. And I just think you're both darling, and, you know, the only criticism that I have, and this is, of course, from a mother, and so maybe something you want to take in seriously, but, people are dumb, you know, I mean, we really need to say, you know, a different, you know, say, okay, how about people tone? You know, because that's what people are. We're all people. And some of us, you know, maybe you have a head injury or you have a, you know, some sort of a developmental disability. But it's not, you know, dumb or smart, you know, because some people are bright, very bright, but they are just unable to read. And then there are, you know, those who have a gift of emotional intelligence, you know, where you just, you know, pugs. You look at that dog and you think, well, I wouldn't give him my taxes, but I would go to this dog for succor, for spiritual sustenance. Anyways, you're doing a wonderful job. If I could give you hugs, I would, but Maria would say not to because she said, I will not bring any boys home if you flirt with them anymore. She said that when she was 18, and I took that to heart. Bye-bye. God bless.
Wow.
First of all, her access to what we just recorded is unbelievable. It's almost like she's omniscient. Do you ever feel that about your mom? She's just all-knowing.
She is all-knowing, and I love that she's almost always on the verge of tears, and we don't know if they're tears of joy or tears of sadness.
Joy.
It's all joy.
She is having a wonderful time.
She's in her golden years.
Well, she should be proud of her daughter because you're doing wonderful, amazing
old
things.
Old baby. Go watch on Netflix. Give it a good rating, for Christ's sake. It deserves
Boost it.
Boost it up the old chain.
But if you know, it may not be for you. That's it's also okay to not enjoy it.
It may not be for you, but I'm going to tell you something. It is. I think you will love it. Having spent time with Maria on this show now, you will get so much of that in the actual show. And if and then after you watch Old Baby and love it,
go
watch Lady Dynamite as a series and get ready for the new one. That's new season is going to come.
And then go watch our stand-up special on Netflix. Yeah! What are we talking about? Give that a good rating.
Give that an old shot in the arm. Thanks, guys. We are working on the live show in LA, a live Dumb People Town that we're going to do in LA. Maybe first week in June. We'll give you more details as that goes. So for our LA peeps who are listening, that's that. Remember to listen to this show, rate it, review it, subscribe on iTunes. It helps keep us up in the thing. Thank you, Daniel. Great job today.
Thank you, guys. This was fun.
Thank you, Maria. It's so good to see you every time.
All right. I guess we got to get back down to work now.
We got to get back to work.
Everybody, back to work.
Back to work. Dumb, 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 dumb.